Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Listen, I know it's hard to eat healthy and commit to that, especially during the holiday season, and it's hard to do it because you're giving up on flavor and fun. Well, good news. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and delicious way to add more nutrition to your day. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. And they have no added sugar, just fruit as nature intended. For you calorie counters, only 80 calories per cup. They're a great source of fiber. And these raspberries really bring bright flavor and vibrant color to make every dish feel special. You can keep a bag in the freezers. You can add a pop of flavor and feel-good nutrition anytime. By the way, this is available at Costco, Kroger, Meijer, and Winco Foods. You want to discover new ways to use American frozen red raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org, that's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington red raspberries a regular part of your routine. That's redraz.org, redraz.org. And remember, look for Product of the U.S. on the bag. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high-quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break, presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour is always sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
NEBCO!
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for precast production labor. Check them out online at concreteindustries.com or at NEBCOinc.com. We're now joined by Husker Alliance, Sean Callahan. Sean, good morning. It is the bye week, but people are still buzzing in the state regarding TJ Lateef. Yes, Bill, what do you have?
Well, Sean, you there?
Yes, sir.
Bill Bush, 93.7, okay. The Ticket. Is everything calmed down? Last time you had an entire construction crew in there redoing your house. Is what's going on? Is there any sort of thing going on with
bathroom,
that today?
Bathroom
is being done. And marble. Is there marble being hauled into your house right now as we speak?
I'm sitting outside Orange Theory right now, so I'm...
Drop that
fitness.
One on us. Oh, drop that one on us. Oh, wow.
More a priority, got to work out.
Oh, wow, drop that one. You know why he's out of the house? He got marble being delivered, so now he's out getting fitness in. This
brass
is the life.
And marble.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Busy
brass
time for
and
sure.
Marble and fitness on a Wednesday. Yeah, okay, that's all I wanted to know. That's all I've got for you.
All right, thanks, Bill. regarding the game, Sean, last week, TJ Lateef, impressive, 3 touchdowns, no picks, 205 yards passing, only 2 incomplete passes. We thought he might look good. Did you expect that type of performance from TJ Lateef last Saturday?
I thought he would look okay, but you're right. I mean, I don't know if we could have predicted that type of efficiency and operation. And you know, there are just no moments where he looks stressed, which is just not the norm. And you got to give the coaching staff a lot of credit, Dana Holgorsen and Glenn Thomas. They had him ready to go, and he got out there and he executed at a very high level. And, you know, when he was put in some stressful situations like the third down throw to Ja'Cory Barney, I mean, he threw that thing into coverage, and Barney caught it and scored the first touchdown of the game. And those throws on the roll where he was rolling out, I mean, a couple of those were big-time throws. And even the four-minute offense, guys, I thought the way they closed that game out, you know, I think they got the ball with like 4:36 left.
Right.
And for them to run it out the way they did, and it wasn't just Emmitt Johnson. I mean, he had to make a couple of really big throws. And that is situational football that's not easy to execute. And I thought that was impressive for a true freshman.
Where are you at on the award, this national awards discussion with Emmitt Johnson? Do you regard him as a leading Heisman candidate? And if he's not a leading Heisman candidate, what kind of awards are we looking at going forward?
No, I mean, look, I think we're getting a little ahead of ourselves on the Heisman talk. I think he's just trying to promote Emmitt as much as they can. But, you know, generally, if you're on a 7-3 team, you have to be having kind of a record-breaking national season
right. If
you're not a quarterback and if you're not on a team that's up for the college football playoffs. So I will say this, though. Emmitt's one of just two running backs that made the semifinals for the Maxwell. So, I mean, he's on track for a lot of things right now. He's on track probably to be a finalist for the Doak Walker with a chance to win it. He's on track to be Nebraska's first All-American since Levante David. And he's on track to win the Big Ten Running Back of the Year. I mean, that's about as good as it gets for Nebraska football the last post-Sue years, post-David years, to have a player like what he's on track to get. And I don't think we saw it coming. Nobody did. Nobody. I mean, he wasn't even a third-team preseason All-Big Ten running back, and he could be the Doak Walker winner.
Yeah, nobody saw it coming. So here's the question, Sean. Now put on your like football cap, your coach's cap. Where did he get better? Where in his game did he make the biggest improvements in your judgment?
Well, repetition. I mean, he no longer has to share. I mean, he gets it all. And he gets all the reps. I mean, I think that's big for him. He's always been kind of a high rep guy that wanted to be like this. And in today's version of college football, especially at Power Four schools, when you have multiple running backs, he never got this opportunity. I mean, even last year, you had Dowdell and you had Ramir Johnson. You forget about Ramir now sometimes.
Yeah.
And you had Gabe Irvin before that and Anthony Grant. I mean, you go down the line, he's really had to kind of wait his turn and beat out or, you know, get to this opportunity over players that they played over him. And it took great patience to get to this point. But the reason why is he's getting – I mean, there is no number. The number two running back is Emmitt Johnson. The number one running back is Emmitt. I mean, he's – you know, he comes out for a break here or there, but he gets so many reps, and that's a big part of it.
Sean, Rhule has press conference. Matt Rhule has press conference on Monday. A big part of it, the thing that people are talking about is – him saying at various points of the press conference, we have everything. He said, I was listening to it again last night. At one point, he said, we have everything we need here now. I don't have to go to Troy Dannon with a list of things that we need. I'm done with that. We have it all. He even went so far as to say, we're positioned financially now where we can go get, he said the words, we can go get any player we want. What did that all mean to you? Because it was a sort of a shift from just a month ago.
A few weeks ago, he made those comments. I would like to have a $30, $40 million. I don't know if Nebraska would ever have that kind of roster still. I just don't know. But they've always been full rev share. Everybody in the Big Ten is.
Okay.
I mean, so the separator is your NIL, which Nebraska technically – that's not their money. It's business's money. But could Adidas get more involved? Could Playfly?
Okay.
Are there some other avenues? But we still don't really know. Nobody knows what this is going to look like, how the NIL money will supplement over the top of the rev share, because there haven't been a lot of big deals put through the clearinghouse yet, at the million-dollar-plus level or several hundred-thousand-dollar level. Because a lot of these teams that have these $30, $40 million rosters, they front-loaded. They paid their entire bill before July 1, so they could get away with it. So I still think we don't really have a great feel where it's all heading with how teams are going to, you know, skirt around the clearinghouse and find ways to, you know, create true NIL dollars. But I think he feels confident about where they're at with their plan. And I don't know if Troy Dannon can put – you can't really put that in a contract. So they've got obviously some – probably some good assurances from businesses and other possible partners that they're going to make this work at the highest level.
That must be what it is, because otherwise it's just – it. Don't you regard it as sort of – it's kind of a mystery. Like, what was he talking about? You don't
– Yeah, because in August he felt like they were in great shape too. He said – that they're, you know, once we get through this front load era, mm-hmm. where people kind of, you know, worked around the rev share a little bit, you know, we're in a great spot. And I think his comments this week were more in line with what he had previously said, where the comments that you're referring to were kind of when he's in the middle of a negotiation.
The contract thing with when Penn State cropped up, right?
Yeah, it was almost kind of a negotiation chip to make sure some of these things got done at the level he wants. Because,
hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think of Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. Hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. This holiday season, what does comfort look like for you? Is it giving family and friends a restful night's sleep so they can wake up refreshed for holiday traditions? Is it sharing cozy mornings with the people you love? Or is it slowing down and finding calm amid the chaos? This year, you can create your natural holiday oasis with Avocado Green Mattresses, which helps transform your home into a peaceful, grounding retreat made with certified organic and sustainably sourced materials. From breathable bedding to handcrafted mattresses, Avocado is all about true comfort. You can rest, recharge, and wake up refreshed all season long. Are you hosting some loved ones? Avocado helps you create a warm, inviting home where everyone sleeps well and feels cared for. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Did you know your calendar age doesn't always match how old your body truly is? It's true. Your biological age, the age of your cells and organs, is actually the top predictor of your risk for serious diseases like heart disease, cancer, dementia, and more. That's why learning your biological age can be truly life-changing, and that's exactly what the True Age Test from True Diagnostic helps you do. It's a simple at-home test, and you can uncover your true biological age and get personalized insights into your true biological age and take control of your health like never before. No doctor visits, no labs, just a quick finger prick from the comfort of your home. This part really inspired me. Up to 90% of biological aging is driven by lifestyle. That means the way we eat, move, sleep, and manage stress plays a massive role in how fast or slow our bodies age. The test itself is super easy. Just a quick, painless finger prick. You send in your sample using a prepaid mailer, and in about 2 to 3 weeks, you get a detailed online report with actionable insights you can use. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to TrueDiagnostic.com and use my code EARLYBREAK to get 20% off your entire order or subscription. That's TrueDiagnostic.com and use EARLYBREAK at checkout to get 20% off. Your future self will thank you.
If you don't have the money to get the players, it's hard to win. I mean, if you don't have the money to get Rocco Spindler, where's Nebraska at right now? You have to have the ability to go out and get those 5 to 7 key pieces every offseason.
Sean, Bill Bush, 93.7, The Ticket. The Arkansas AD came out 6 weeks ago and just said, you know, we're not in the third lane. we're operating as we're operating as if what the rules are. And he basically insinuated that others aren't. They're going to basically they're going to pay players and will ask for forgiveness later. Because it's still very confusing to all fans as far as how does this work? Because right now it's everything's supposed to be the agreement was we're going everything has to go through the clearinghouse. That's all backed up, so that's not getting done in time. Have all these different things with it, but then there's this talk of these big rosters still. So what do you hear out there in that area?
Yeah, that's where it's hard. I mean, I think there's a lot of people that think legally they can't get away with what the clearinghouse is supposed to be. If somebody wants to pay you something to do work, marketing work or whatever it is, and that's the amount you want to pay them, legally, can they stop you? Can they say, no, this is kind of pay for play. This is not legal. But what if you're like, you know what? No, I want my business to pay this kind of money because I think this guy's worth it for our business. And a lot of the agents and people believe that it will not hold up in court. So I do think there's going to be people that push it. I think it is at risk, though, if you just think you're going to pay players out of the clearinghouse because if you know your eligibility would immediately be in jeopardy. And, you know, if you know your program could be in jeopardy if you played. So there's a lot of things to this. You're right, Bill, that I don't think we know. And January 2nd, when the portal opens, because remember, guys, December's going to be quiet around here. It's going to be the first time ever in my lifetime it's been like this where you can't host visitors in December of any kind, high school portal guys.
Okay.
You can't go on the road with your coaches anymore in December. You're going to be back in Lincoln all December just coaching for a bowl game. And then the portal won't open until January 2nd. All of your recruits will sign on, you know, the first Wednesday in December on that early signing day. I mean, Bill, I can't even imagine for you and your career how many Decembers you've spent on the road. Well, that's no more now for these coaches. They can be back. And so January is going to be just the chaotic, wild, wild west for everything in terms of your 2027 recruiting, maybe some late 2026 recruiting, and obviously the portal will be probably the big emphasis.
Good job, Sean. What about this weekend? This weekend, what's it look like from a recruiting standpoint for Nebraska?
Well, Coach Rule, we confirmed this morning that he's going to be in Florida and Georgia. So I think he's going to check in on three guys, and we'll have more of that at Husker Online this week. But yeah, that's where he'll be. Again, this will be the last time they're out until January.
Okay.
January 2nd. So it's a unique change in the calendar where for decades, all we've known is coaches out in December. Now they're going to be able to enjoy Christmas and be home and bowl practice prep and everything else.
Full complement of coaches on the road in addition to Rule?
I don't know. I don't know if they could have their full complement out. You only get 33 total days, so 11 coaches divided by 33 is an average of 3 days for the whole season. Mm-hmm. And Keith Williams and Mosey and some of these coaches have been out multiple times. So I don't know if – I think – didn't you hear Rule say they only have 6 days left? Well, Dakeel Shorts and Rule are going to be out for – you know, they're going to occupy 4 of the days right there.
Okay,
so
I should have heard
they'd
that.
Only have 2 other days that they can use. So if you bring your full complement of the coaches out, that's 11 of your 33 days.
So they practice Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, though, right?
Right, and the Rule will go out with Dakeel, which – yeah, so that you don't have unlimited, which I wish they would do away with. I wish you didn't have to do this 33-day thing, that you could maximize in-season days more than that. But that's the rules.
All right, Sean, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We'll chat with you again next week.
Crush it, Sean, at Orange Theory. Crush it.
Could you crush it?
Crush it.
Can you send your numbers out? And you get a report, right?
Sean's gone.
He's gone.
He's still listening to us. Online. Sean, send us a report.
Orange Crush.
Orange Crush. That's what Sean is now.
Yep.
He's Orange Theory Crush.
Yep.
And you brought in, it was marble and brass. So it's a Vegas-style bathroom that Sean's putting
it's like
in.
It's like Harrah's.
Yeah, it's like Harrah's. Yes, it's the same thing. You're like, we're at the Golden Nugget. Yeah. You'll feel like you're at the Golden Nugget.
Why not?
You go to Sean's
house.
Why
not?
Yeah. Well, he's well.
They're carrying marble in there. How about that?
As Jake would say, he's done very well for himself.
He has done
very well for himself.
He has.
Put on a sweatshirt.
Before I get to break, we had a nice gift dropped off for Sip. Listener Doug, let me go with Doug Thomas. So we made the cry out for binoculars for Sip, and someone says go
we
buy
the
Vortex.
We didn't really make a cry out.
We didn't.
Did we?
We cried.
We mentioned you might need binoculars.
All, yeah.
And Doug dropped off his dad's binoculars for you to keep and to use.
That's incredible.
Look at them. I can't tell you how
look at those.
Grateful I am for
that. If anybody else has a dad that has an extra pair, I'd like one too. There's an extra dad
I
out there.
I would give these up.
Oh, no. They were given to you. But I really want some too. So if there's any other grandparents out there that have binoculars, get them out.
The comment was this. It says, Jake, tell Sip to keep up the Husker game tradition with dad's binoculars.
How about that?
I don't even
his
know what
dad's
to say.
Binoculars will now be traveling to stadiums all around the world.
Yeah, that will be going to Happy Valley.
Like
could
nice
you open that
too.
Up?
Yeah, open the case up.
I need
Happy Valley, you're a long ways away. I know the coach's box is on the moon.
Doug, I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. I'm serious. This is one of the nicest things that's happened to me in a while. I need binoculars. Me and Robin have this conversation a lot. We have to do, so before the game, Bill.
Look at those.
Look at
nice.
Those when we're on the road, we have to do the travel roster. They don't give you one. So we're looking at warm-ups. Me and Robin, we're watching warm-ups, and we're writing down all the numbers. And sometimes you just can't, you're so far away, you can't see them. Now, Robin has said, we need binoculars. And I was like, hey, I gave mine to Parker.
Yeah.
So now I'm gonna say, Robin, look at this. We have binoculars at Happy Valley.
So you'll share those with Robin.
Well, yeah.
That's
he'll
nice.
Use them too, yeah. Good. But they're mine.
They got the cap still on them.
Cap on the both sides, yeah.
Also, you know what this reminds me of? What? Better times. They were classics. The fake binoculars that were actually flasks. So that was how people, they wore them into stadiums. They'd be looked just like that, but they were actually a flask. You could take off the top. And
these are real.
Yes, these are real.
Doug, I'm overwhelmed by this.
These are super nice.
Yeah. I know. I'm really overwhelmed.
But now his dad's glasses, binoculars, will be traveling to stadiums.
All over.
He'll be at a bowl game with you.
Yeah,
his dad will be at a bowl
pretty
game
cool.
with you.
Doug, that's nice of you.
Very kind,
thank
Doug.
You, Doug.
Thank you, Doug.
That was unbelievable.
Yes, very kind. Before we get to break also, Bill, I'm curious, the lights last night in the house, what colors did you have?
Red, white, and blue.
Oh,
why'd
America.
We do that?
Yeah.
America.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Veterans Day.
And we're walking Sugar. We come home. I go, hey, look at our lights. And she goes, yeah, that was a default light on that day.
Beautiful.
And naturally, and it looked incredible. So it was every third light. So it was red, white, blue, red,
love
white,
it.
Blue, red, white, blue. And it just.
It's nice.
Yes, it was so nice.
Did you take a picture of that? Did you send a picture of some lights?
No, I sent a picture of the northern lights
last night.
I didn't know what that was.
Well, you know what? The northern lights, no one even posted that anywhere on social media. I didn't see it. I about lost my mind. Every second person, this is from our deck.
Here's the deal.
This is from our yard.
I had not been on social media at all. I honestly didn't think anybody saw it. And then I sent that, and there's like 4,000.
Oh,
God, I'm the idiot here.
There was time, there was 9 things in a row, and it was all the northern lights. I walked outside and couldn't see him. I walk outside.
I'd get rid of Maction and Facebook. Those would be my two first moves as president. No more Maction, no more Facebook. Sorry, everybody.
Would we be on your council at some sort of, if you're the president?
100%. You'd have to save me from things.
I'd love that. Get your own lights at Neiman & Sons Roofing, also at HaloCustomLighting.com. When we come back, we want justice for Missouri State. They want to go to the postseason. We'll discuss it
next. Free Missouri State.
Early break on the ticket.